Hey, what's up, guys? It's your boy DC the Comedian back at y'all with another episode. Trust, I know it's been some time, probably about a year and a half, maybe more. I was just going through my podcast and I saw a list of recordings that I probably haven't even published yet, but thankfully they'll be up soon, so I apologize for the wait and being so distanced with you guys. Not sure where I left off before, but a lot has really changed. Let's see. So I'm 34 now. You know, I got married and I have three kids. Two are mine, one is hers, or ours, but from her previous relationship. It's a lot. You know, we moved to Florida from New York, so I have an apartment out here, working to, you know, hopefully get a house with everything going on. Yeah, definitely, being a father, I mean, that's something I could talk about. Being a father hasn't really been easy, because I've been very, just focused on making sure, like, you know, my home is good. You know, I really won't get into detail with my, situation, but you know, right now I'm still going through a lot of changes. So I was working two jobs in the beginning of the year of 2023. I was working at the hospital, and then midway of the year I ended up going back to Starbucks. So I was working Starbucks February 2022, and then I got transferred out to Florida to work for Starbucks until like maybe late 2022. And that's when I picked up another job, which was Adidas. I only stood with them for a little bit of time, and then I quit that because, you know, I was going through some mild arthritis in my back. And from there, I went from Adidas to ABC Wine, where I was working as a clerk there. And I will tell you, man, if you if you're retired, I think that's honestly the best time to move to Florida, because if you're young, around my age span, I tell you, man, the cost of living is crazy and the money out here is horrible. Like, you don't get no kind of incentives out here. It's crazy. But you know, early 2023, I picked up the hospital job and then worked that for a few months. And then I picked up another job because obviously the hospital wasn't really doing much, but the schedule was, you know, obviously cool and amazing. But Monday through Friday, who can't beat that? But went back to Starbucks, and then I ended up getting fired from the hospital because of the fact that they said that my... It's a lot of mixed feelings with that. They, you know, they said one thing about, you know, me posting on the clock, which was true, but really not true. I was just recording on the clock. I wasn't actually posting, but either way, concepts. And I took the initiative to admit I was wrong. And, you know, I did the wrong thing by being on the clock and posting in my uniform and et cetera. I took full responsibility of it, but yes, I did get fired. And now I'm just with Starbucks. But, you know, the past 3 years, like I said, being a father just hasn't been easy with, you know, everything. I have, my kids are really smart. You know, they're going into that time where they're very adventurous and curious. They get into everything. They listen to minor things when, you know, things don't go their way. But other than that, like, I won't lie, being a father is great. You get to see progression and, you know, something that you're teaching. I think one of the hard parts that I'm dealing with as far as my wife's son is, you know, there's always that argument about it, you know, because we always talk about the fact of, you know, kids being enabled. And I think my biggest thing is I hate the fact that her child has a hard time. Well, I don't hate it. I'm kind of like, I've gotten used to it where her child just doesn't gravitate toward me because of the fact that I just won't give him what he wants. Just like my kids don't get what they want and they still gravitate toward me. Yes, there is a learning curve with him where he is autistic, but also at the end of the day, you know, if I'm a parent and she's a parent, we got to come together and for her to understand that, you know, I'm not being hard on him because I'm hard on my other two, and my other two are 3 years old and 2 years old. And, you know, they get their little attitude from time to time, but, you know, they still understand the concept when I say no. So, you know, at the end of the day, like I said, fathers do matter. And I think that, you know, for any women that are listening, you know, definitely understand that if a man is stepping up in your child's life, he chose to be there. He wasn't forced. He wasn't tricked. He wasn't signed to do that, to do none of that. He chose to be in your life with your child's life. And if you expect him to be a father figure, then you got to allow him to, you know, be able to teach, be able to mold. You know, I think my biggest fear is that him going into middle school and high school, they're going to tease him. They're going to take advantage. How would he be able to, like, express himself in that? So I think me challenging him all the time to where he can be verbal, I don't think I'm doing anything wrong, but I think he gets the concept when he doesn't get his way, but he doesn't get the concept that I'm just trying to challenge him for the better, for the future. And the same with my kids, you know, I'm doing the same with them. However, they're just verbal, so they're able to comprehend a little bit quicker and more. But yeah, I mean, father life is not easy, but I'm doing it. I'm doing the best I can. Cost of living out here is horrible, but you know, we're doing it. We're managing the best way I can. You know, I miss my family and friends out there. I think one of the issues is I want to see them, but I don't want to have to, like, bring my kids because, you know, I want that time for me and to connect with them. But also, like, I know that if I bring my kids to New York to see, you know, grandmother, cousins and all of that, being that they don't see them that often, it's going to be one of those situations where my kids are going to be obviously clinging to the parents because they're like, I don't know who these people are. So, other than that, you know, I'm still working on things. I told myself that I'll probably be, well, most likely like 98%. I said that I was going to get off of, social media for a while because, you know, it was causing a little bit of havoc in my relationship where, you know, again, you know, I can go back and forth with the, justifications of, you know, what I'm saying or what I'm doing compared to how other people feel. You know, at the end of the day, it just boils down to respect. So, you know, I'm going to be taking some time off. I'll probably be updating you guys more on my podcast now that, you know, that I have a little bit more free time. And, you know, my kids are in daycare now, so that's a beautiful thing. But, yeah, I just wanted to give y'all a quick update. I'm good. Hanging in there, staying positive, doing what I got to do. Hear my cat in the background. Yeah, I got a cat now. Didn't think I was going to be a cat person, but, you know, I got a cat now. And, yeah, man, everything is great. Can't complain. And I pray that everybody's doing well and, you know, life is treating y'all good. And y'all stay positive. Y'all will be hearing more from me soon. Much love. This is DC the Comedian. And you are now in the Shade Room. Hey, what's up, everybody? This is DC the Comedian back at y'all with another episode. I really wanted to discuss this because this really been on my chest for a while. You know, like I said, I was giving everybody an update, and sorry if you guys could hit a little bell rambling around. That's my cat just wanting to get my attention. One of the updates is that since I've been living in Florida, you know, I do want to say I've been holding a lot more better of my mental as I thought I would living out here, especially because, you know, cost of living is different. It's a lot slower out here. So it's one of those things where, you know, I don't really have a lot of friends out here. I've really been fighting a big depression because it's just been one of those things that I feel like I just can't talk to nobody here because, you know, the people who I thought were my friends here in Florida, they just kind of up and moved on and left me in the gutter, you know, after all I did and after all I've helped and did these favors and etc. But it hurts too, because it's like it's one of those things where, you know, I kind of felt like, damn, you know, I'm genuinely a good person, and then sometimes I'm asking God, like, am I really a good person? Or, you know, and then sometimes I don't feel like I am, or I don't feel like, you know, the way I'm getting blessed, or I look at me being blessed, like I'm not obtaining what I need to obtain, you know. So it's those things where, you know, prayers come into effect, and, you know, just following God's word is the biggest thing. But you know, I'm here today because I wanted to talk about something that really bothers me, and there's a specific person that does it, but it really bothers me when, you know, I think what it is with an older generation is that people take to offense that whenever I'm like, I'm gonna call you or whatever, like, I genuinely get busy. Like, people don't understand. Like, I'm a father, bro. I have 3 kids. I had 2 jobs at one point. You know what I mean? Like, I have 3 kids. You know, I do most of the cooking. I'm not trying to throw shade at anybody in my household, but, you know, I do most of the cooking. I do most of the cleaning. You know, right now, my wife is at work. My kids are at daycare. So it's like I barely had time to post when I was, you know, when I had my podcast going. So I think, again, I don't want to lose focus. I think one of the things that bothers me about this person is that, or just the older generation, is that, you know, they take to offense that, you know, just because I'm like, I'm going to call you and I don't call you, doesn't necessarily mean like I'm ignoring you, or I don't want to hear what you got to say, or I'm fighting the truth to hear what you got to say. I think I'm a grown enough man to really sit there and, you know, take what somebody else is saying. But I think also at the end of the day, people are so quick to want to give advice and tell you about, you know, you and bash you, or tell you A, B, and C, but nobody's quick to really listen or give any kind of space to somebody. Like, you know, I was going through a big ass depression for almost a whole year. Wasn't happy. Like, as soon as I moved here, I thought everything was gonna be like better, and, you know, I was genuinely happy for a little bit, but I ended up, you know, falling short with my happiness, and, you know, I strayed away from God a little bit. But yeah, it definitely changed a lot, and I was seriously fighting like my depression. Like, I was drinking a lot, like heavily, a lot, and that's one of the things I told myself in January that I really wanted to work on is you know, my moderation of drinking. I wasn't like really heavy alcohol, it was more wine, but, you know, I wasn't like abusive or anything like that. You know, let's throw that out there. I wasn't like abusive of any way or sorts. I was just kind of going through my own little emotions to where I just wanted to be on my own. I wanted to be left alone. I just felt like I couldn't do what, you know, I wanted to do because I was just seriously dealing with my emotions. So it was like, you know, the wine was helping me kind of get to a place where I was like, I could just kind of drink it till, you know, I fall asleep and not have to worry about, you know, anything else. You know, bills were still coming and, you know, I was late on a few things and, you know, catching up on a few things. But it's like, some people don't realize, like, when a man goes through stuff, sometimes he needs a moment to kind of like focus on him, you know, have a moment to himself, have time to himself just to think about other things that he, you know, he wants to do. Like, some people take offense that, you know, I'm ignoring them when sometimes I'm just not in the mood to talk. You know, I'm working at a job in the food industry. Like, I'm talking to people all day. I'm talking to snobby people all day. I'm talking to people that are fucking needy. I'm talking to people that are fucking selfish and greedy. Like, sometimes I just want a second to, like, not put somebody else's feelings into perspective and put my own. And that's what I said I was going to start changing for next year. I'm going to just start putting my own feelings first because, you know, I would get more frustrated with the fact that I'm sitting here trying to, again, put other people first and I'm not able to put myself first. So I think at the end of the day, you know, for me, my goal is to have people understand that, you know, I do mean well and I'm not trying to be rude to anybody, but sometimes like I just don't feel like talking. It's not that I don't want to hear what you got to say or I don't want to be around the, you know, the scolding of you telling me about myself when I know about what I'm doing is wrong. Or sometimes people just got to understand, like, this is not your battle. It's more like my battle that I'm fighting. So I think at the end of the day, you know, people need to understand that, you know, a man deserves space. Some men need some space to kind of like rethink and regroup on what they want to do. So it just bothered me where I just hate when people make that assumption that I don't, you know, I'm ignoring them for whatever reason. But again, ladies, if you're listening, or friends of friends, if you're listening, please understand that some men or just people in general are not, you know, ignoring you. Sometimes we just need a second to ourselves to kind of regroup and refocus our goals and objectives. Like, that's, for me, that's what I'm planning on doing. By, you know, by the end of December, I'm just trying to get my mind right, my body right, and everything else follows. But just want to get that off my chest. But, you know, I appreciate y'all for listening. Much love to everybody that's been, you know, supporting me on my TikTok. You know, I got a big following now, so I'm pretty happy about that. If you don't follow me, my TikTok is the Shade King. Same as my Instagram. But y'all stay up. Much love. Thank you for listening. And this is DC the Comedian, and y'all are now inside the Shade Room. Appreciate y'all.